episode of the Freedom Talks podcast, everybody. This is your host, Joe Ogden. And today, what I'm going to go through is I wanted to touch base on some nutrition basics that I think is super important for people, whether they're rehabbing from an injury, they're trying to change their life, or just in general, they want to become healthier. I think this is something that we talk to with patients a lot as physical therapists, but we don't really dive deep into the specifics on what to do when tracking proteins, carbs, fats, and some of the micronutrients. But I do think it's super important to talk about, because having a healthy diet, I look at it as we're fueling our engine. If we put in good fuel into our body, we are just going to perform better. And that can be applied to a healing standpoint or strictly performance standpoint, and can be applied to every single patient that we see. So again, I think it's super important to just be mindful of, and something that I think as physical therapists, we can do a better job educating people in. I also have my certification in nutritional physical therapy. I'm a certified nutritional physical therapist because, again, I think personally for my own life, as well as the patients that I deal with, talking about food and dieting and how to fuel your body properly is so important because it improves so many different aspects of our life. And something that I find to be interesting is I try to spin food and diet into a positive light, because there's so much negativity around dieting and what you should eat versus what you shouldn't, and focusing on some things that I think it just gets a little cumbersome and it makes it really hard for people to adhere to improving their life, because a lot of people start diets and then they kind of fall off the wagon. So it's estimated that 45 million Americans go on a diet every single year. We spend about $33 billion on weight loss products. That's something that I think is wild, because it is not terribly challenging when I look at the basics of weight loss and basics of nutrition. It's not terribly complicated. It's all a math equation. Where I think we struggle is we're a generation right now, just because of social media and what we see, we want everything yesterday. Sometimes it takes time to lose weight and takes time to change our habits. Unfortunately, things don't happen immediately, and I wish they did, but unfortunately they don't. Higher percentage of women start diets compared to men. Women are about at 56%, while men are at about 40%. And then nearly half of adults, 49%, have attempted to lose weight within the past year. So that's half of people, 49%. So I would argue that people we see, they're trying to improve their life too. So a large percentage of those people are coming into our clinic as physical therapists. 82% of respondents consider that weight loss was completely their own responsibility, while only 5% did not agree with that. I think a lot of it is, in the way I look at this with people and talk to people about nutrition and dieting, is patients and I are working together to improve their life. It's not just a patient on their own. I'm giving them the tools and the information they need, and then it's up to them and up to us together to follow through with some of the things that we're trying to do. And there's different factors that people want to lose weight and they want to become healthier, improve your well-being, improve your fitness, self-esteem, appearance, lose it for someone that you're close to, whether it's a spouse or a partner. 40% of people have been told to lose weight by a health professional. I think that number, unfortunately, probably is a little low compared to what it should be. Just in our society today, I do think it's something that's needs to be improved upon, just to improve health outcomes and to be healthier, is just to focus on eating more nutritious and understanding what goes into our body. Again, food is fuel. That is something I really talk to with people. Food is fuel. A lot of times as physical therapists, we're doing things actively with patients and we're giving them exercise, because when we look online, everyone talks about this great exercise for the six pack, this great exercise for improving leg strength, this great exercise for improving your chest size. When in reality, 95% of our food intake is where we make those changes, and something that we don't talk about. So we talk about exercise a lot, but if we're not fueling our bodies properly, then we're just missing out on potential improvements, or as the fitness community would say, gains. We're missing out on that. So we need to make sure that we're addressing nutrition as a whole. And this podcast, this short podcast today, is really going to focus on just some of the basics about nutrition, some of the things that people need to start with. I think oftentimes we get too complicated too fast. There's no reason to do that. If we're not doing the basics right now, there's no need to get advanced and to keep pushing. So today I'm really going to talk about just some of the basics of nutrition, just to get everyone started. Once you're on the basic track and you have that figured out, then we can dive into the micronutrients and some of the other elements that I personally think are super important to take for everybody, because a lot of people are deficient in, as long as it's cleared by a physician. Again, I think there's so many other things that we can look at, but if we're not doing the basics first, I think it's really hard to just dive deep in right away. So some of the basic things to focus on with nutrition. So what goes into a calorie? I think sometimes I just had this conversation with someone pretty close to me. We're talking about nutrition with her, and there's really a discrepancy between what makes up a calorie, which in my opinion is very basic, but something that we often look over and often misdiagnose people with understanding what actually goes into their body. What goes into a calorie? A calorie is made up of proteins, fats, and carbs. Protein is our building block. Carb is our fuel source, and fats are also our fuel source, but I primarily focus on carbs being the fuel source. Now, every food has some form of proteins, carbs, and fats. Where we differentiate them is where their value comes into play. So some foods are higher in fat and lower in protein, or higher in carbs and lower in protein. That is the reason why, for instance, why is a 4-ounce piece of chicken much better than a bowl of ice cream for protein? Well, because chicken has a higher protein content per serving. So you're getting more protein out of that than eating a bunch of ice cream, because that also has fats and carbs in it as well. So all of it's just a basic math equation. Whatever goes into that equation makes up our numbers. I think being flexible with what you put in your body is super important, because oftentimes we get too restrictive, and then that leads to other discrepancies down the line, where once you're allowed to have some foods, you just can't withstand or have any restraint. You just eat, 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 eat. But back to carbs, fats, and proteins. Calories from carbs. Carbs have 4 calories per gram, as well as protein, and then fat has 9 calories per gram. So carbs and protein are relatively the same. Fats are a little higher. So if you have a food that has 3 grams of fat, there's 27 calories in that. Carbs and protein both are at 3 grams. So you have 24 plus 27 is 51. So there'd be 51 calories in that object or whatever you're eating. So again, it's all breaks down a math equation. Carbs, proteins, fats are all a part of calories. It all is in one big math equation. Now, going back to the basics itself, basic needs of people. Protein should be at about 0.8 grams per body weight, carbs at about 1, and fats somewhere underneath that. We should be aiming at about 2,000 to 2,200 calories for men, basic, and then females are about 1,500 to 1,600. Where people often miss is we don't fuel our bodies enough, so then our bodies end up holding on to our calories instead of burning them if we're not feeling it enough. Now, when we look at building our basic food group, again, it's just a basic math equation. I really try and talk about it as simple as possible, because it really is. Oftentimes, it just gets too complicated that people lose out and they lose interest because they're like, oh, this is too hard, when really it's not. Every meal that we have should have about 20 to 25 grams of protein. That is about a fist size of protein, whether it's chicken, beef, fish, eggs, cottage cheese, yogurt, protein powder, whatever we choose as our protein source, I'm fine with. I always tell people whole food is better than a scoop of protein. However, it's also a really good filler during the day. If we just are eating on the go, protein shake, I think, is perfectly fine. We always should look at the nutrition labels to look for serving sizes to understand what we're putting in our body. Again, it's just a math equation. Sometimes a serving size is 3 ounces, 1 ounce, 1 cup, 50 grams. We just have to look at it and try and make sense of what we see on the nutrition label. What I think sometimes we often do as well is we overestimate or underestimate a lot, and this is to one extreme or the other. It's either one or the other, where we overestimate or underestimate how much we're actually intaking in your body. I think it's important the first time you're kind of going through this and kind of looking at things, be as honest as you can, understanding what goes into our body and what calorie and macronutrients is a part of it. Just helps us guide us in the future. Once you have a better understanding, then you don't have to track as much. but want to get an idea, it's really important just to be honest with yourself and how much you're actually eating. Every meal itself should have a protein source, a carb source, so some sort of fat source, good fats, as well as some color. So for instance, breakfast, first meal of the day, whether you are fasting or you start right away, you can have oatmeal, some eggs, and some fruit. Protein in the eggs, you can add some more egg whites to get some more protein. You can add some yogurt for some more protein. The oatmeal is your carb source. Maybe a little peanut butter in the oatmeal itself. That's really good for the protein source. Excuse me, the fat source and the protein. The fat source of the peanut butter, which gives you a little bit of protein as well. And then you've got your antioxidants and some natural sugars from the fruit. Now, if you want to add your peanut butter to toast, maybe toast is a great carb source as well. Again, at this point, if we're not doing the basics, looking and diving deep into what the carb source is made up of at this point is not, in my opinion, not the most important. What's important is you're getting in that whole food. Bread is processed, but if you're not having high amounts of fat, then the bread, I think, as a carb source is okay. Now we move to our next meal, whether that's a snack or whether that's lunch. If it's snack, you can have some cottage cheese or some yogurt or even a protein shake with some fruit. Lunch, you can have some chicken, beef, fish with some rice or potatoes. That's another great addition. Afternoon snack, you have some peanut butter and a banana, peanut butter and apple, protein shake again, protein bar. But you have to be careful with some protein bars because there's a lot of sugar in them. Very few is just good whole ingredients, but there are some companies out there. And then dinner, you have, again, fish. You can have, if you're vegetarian or don't like meat, you can also add some beans. I personally, and this is my personal and professional opinion, sometimes we have to be careful with some of the processed fake meats because that's a lot of process to get that element to come out in the food. So you're going through a high condense and high profile with the processing and how it's being made to actually be put in your body. So it's a tough trade-off, but if you're against meat, that's fine. Just something to keep in mind as you're eating something that's heavily processed. And then for a bedtime snack, you can have a protein shake. You can have yogurt, cottage cheese is great before bed. Personally, that's one of my favorites. But that's a basic write-up and a basic knowledge of how to fill every meal. You have your protein source, a carb source, and fruit or vegetable. Vegetable is color, fruit is color. Every meal should have color, carb source, and protein. Those three basic things will go a long way. Once we have that basic foundation, then we can start manipulating how much we're eating, what we're eating, to really fuel the body appropriately. Other healthy fats that we can get into our system, nuts and avocado. Some oils are okay, but I think a lot of other times we can get it just from some avocado or just basic nuts versus some of those seed oils just based on their processing value. But again, we're looking for the basics of carbs, proteins, and fats. Now, in my opinion, I do think too that all fruits and vegetables are good at any meal, with the one key being sometimes corn. I picture it personally as a treat because there's really no nutritional value. It's basically just filler in corn. But it is high in our society because it's very easy produced and mass produced. So again, something to just kind of be aware of, but all color is really good. I think if you don't like green or don't like spinach, a greens powder is really good. Or I personally blend up spinach in a protein shake because it's just easy. You don't taste it, and it's an easy way to get in some greens. But as a basic startup, the only way to improve the diet is to look at your proteins, carbs, and fats. Every meal should consist of those. Start with your protein. Eat that first, have a carb source, and then have a fruit or vegetable with every meal. That's a great place to start. Again, very simple, and it's just math. If you have 20 grams of protein times four meals, that's 80 grams. Plus, you can add some more in there. There's probably going to be 10 or 15 grams plus at every meal. So easy right there, you're probably at about 150 grams. And that's really good for building muscle and improving your life. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of the Freedom Talks podcast. We're going to keep building on our nutritional base because I think it's so important in how we treat and how we improve our lives. if anybody that's listening has any suggestions or would like to be featured on a podcast or has a topic they would like to be discussed on it, please let us know. We see all our interactions on social media. And if you can, it'd really help if you gave us a rating on whatever platform that you're listening on, because it really helps us grow the podcast and just spread positivity within the health community, which is all we're trying to do. Once again, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see everybody at next week's episode.